Welcome to the Mom Owned and Operated Podcast, the podcast about moms and for moms, where we have candid conversations about running a business, raising a family, and remembering ourselves. I'm your host, Rita Suzanne, a single mom of four, digital strategist, and provider of no-nonsense business strategies and tactics. Hi, this is Mom Owned and Operated. I am Rita Suzanne, and today I have my guest, Lavina, with me. I'm so excited to have you on, and please tell everyone a little bit about you, your family, and your business.
Yeah, so I'm a mom of two boys. I have a four-year-old and an almost two-year-old, so anybody with that's a mom and has boys knows what that's like. But I currently am running my business. It's Mantle & Co. And we do CRM setups. So like the back end for business owners. So all your like websites and funnels and automations and memberships and all that jazz. We help with that. But I also co-own a family ranch too. So It's been really fun to like passions, all like combining all my different passions and kids and stuff. So that's me.
Where are you located?
We're in Kansas. In the middle of the U.S.
Yeah. I drove through there when I was leaving Ohio to move to California. It was very desolate, obviously, like, you know, but I'm sure there is some life.
No, that's like everything. Everybody's like, okay, what part of Kansas? I'm like, you drove by us. Like,
right.
Everybody drives through. Nobody really stops.
Right. Well, because I, you know, 70 just goes straight across. So I'm sure that that part is just not super populated. So what made you get into like CRMs? Like, how did you do that?
Yeah. So I started as a virtual assistant and very quickly moved into like a more online business manager role with my two main companies that I was working for. And they were using HubSpot. So Around the same time, my own business, I needed something more. And I love HubSpot. I love just the functionality and how robust it is and things like that. But it's built for companies that are, I mean, these are multi-million dollar companies that had marketing and sales and operations teams and, you know, way bigger than you and me.
Right.
So I started playing around with some of the smaller systems. I tried out HoneyBook, Dubsado, wasn't a huge fan. I think just coming from HubSpot and then like not having, being able to do all the things I'm used to doing. So that's when I found Go High Level and I loved it. Like it's very similar capability wise to what HubSpot has. So I implemented it in my own business. I watched my own business grow. And that was right about the time that my second son was born. My husband transitioned out of the military. I had a baby and a toddler and I was like, I can't be on calls multiple times a day and weeks. Like life's just not working. As like an online business manager side of things. And even though I love like project management and managing teams and things like that, and I'm the oldest kid of four kids, so I feel like it comes very natural to me. It wasn't working for my family. And that's the whole reason I got into all this. So at that point, I was fairly well-versed in Go High Level. I'd used it in my own business for quite a while. I'd helped several of my friends and colleagues with it. So I felt confident enough to kind of switch over to only doing project-based at that point and just doing the business systems. Like it's very flexible. I could rearrange things. Like it wasn't like I was in meetings and had super hard deadlines for most things. So I could rearrange things around kids and livestock schedules. If I needed to build something out with a kid on my lap, like I can do that, that type of thing. So I switched over to doing that. I took that. It was kind of a big, scary leap. But we did that and it's worked out great. I done just project based for almost the last 2 years and I finally accepted my first retainer client again in January. So I'm excited that my kids are like at the point where I can accept a retainer client and like be confident in that.
That's a lot. And I remember when I was doing projects like long-term projects and they were the worst. And then I switched to like VIP days and they opened up so much space for me. My kids were, I had two sons as well when I started my business and they were older than yours though. So I couldn't even imagine having, I think my youngest was maybe four when I started. So, he was a little bit, a handful, right? But I couldn't imagine having an infant or a toddler running around and trying to work with clients. Plus you have your, you know, your other business as well. So it sounds like there's a lot going on over there.
I like to call it organized chaos. Like there is, but I think we have a pretty good system down. Like my husband works from home right now, so that helps a lot. Like could not do it without him. And we have a nanny that comes a couple hours a week too, to just give us both a break, especially like both of us working from home, being with kids 24/7. We're about 2.5 hours from my family and even farther from his. So it's nice to have a little, like, just a couple hours a week where we can be like, okay, we're taking naps, or we're going to like go run errands without kids, you know, dedicated work time or whatever. So we have a pretty good system.
I always love to figure out like how other people are able to, you know, run their businesses and stuff. And so I love to hear that you guys have kind of, you know, created a system around your, you know, life, or your business is really revolving around your life versus the other way around. When I started out, I think it was probably the reverse. I was having my whole life revolve around my business. And I think that that was like the biggest mistake that I made. So when you are making the CRM, tell everybody, like, what's the benefit of actually having a CRM? Because if you're a smaller business, I think a lot of people feel like they don't really need it.
Yeah. One of the biggest things, and even like, I wish I would have done this when I very first was starting out, is when we are first starting our business out and we're in the weeds, like we are promoting ourselves so much. We're making all these connections and doing everything, and we're losing all those contacts. Like we're not, I didn't have an Excel sheet. And I know like a lot of people, they do all this work, but they're not keeping and nurturing those contacts. And that's one of the biggest benefits to CRM. Like a CRM is a customer relationship management tool. It is keeping that contact information so you can nurture them. You can go back and talk to them, and you, like, you can make those connections and build those relationships and not lose track of who they are. It's one of the biggest things. Like there's so many people I talked to when I was probably like the first 6 months of my business that I wish I would have kept their information, because they would be amazing referral partners right now. But I don't remember, like maybe I remember their first name, but nothing else. So that's one of the biggest things, especially as like, if you're brand new to business, is just having some sort of system, even if it's an Excel sheet. A lot of times brand new to business, you don't need a full CRM. Like you're not, you probably don't have an email list that you're sending out newsletters and things like that. You probably don't have a membership yet. But the benefits of having that once you are a little bit more established is that everything's housed in place. So your website's in one place, your funnels are in one place, your contacts, your workflows and automations, your membership area, your blog and email marketing, everything's in one place with Go High Level. So instead of you like switching back and forth and duct taping and using Zapier and trying to make everything work, it's all in one place. So it saves you a lot of money and it saves you a lot of time.
Yeah, I remember when everybody was so excited about like HoneyBook and the other ones, because they would do like the invoicing and the emails and all of that stuff straight inside of there. And I never really got into it, just because I didn't find it to be necessary. Plus, I don't know, I like having my website outside of that, but I love the idea of funnels. And so you're utilizing funnels in this case, right? And then are there triggers that remind you to follow up with them, or is it based around automations, and how does that work?
I mean, I have my business set up to be as automated as possible, just because I don't want something to fall in the cracks. I mean, and yeah, I have two little kids, and it is so easy to just forget. I mean, you have an appointment or something like that. So I have my business as automated as possible. So I have all my follow-up automated. I have, like, it sends me reminders that, oh, it's been 3 months since you connected with this person.
I love that part.
Go connect with them. I also have mine set up that, based off of like interactions that I have with them, because it's all connected to my socials too. So like I can respond to all my social media messages in one place, which is super nice. But interactions I have between like DMs and emails and then scheduling coffee chats or looking at links on my website, it actually tallies all those ups and gives me like a lead value from 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. So when I go back, I get that reminder in 3 months, I can go back and actually look in their contact and it's like, oh, well, this has a lead value of 7. So then I know that's a decently warm lead. Like we need to keep on that. So yeah, I have different things like that. I have all sorts of automation. Oh, so.
Triggers and everything else that goes off. I love the idea of following up with not necessarily someone who has contacted you as a prospective client, but someone who could potentially be, like you said, an affiliate or referral partner, or somebody else is just like, you want to stay friends with, because I see that happening all the time. Like people reach out and then, you know, like you'll talk for a few days or maybe even a few weeks, and then you'll just lose contact with them because both of you have basically moved on and have started doing other things. And I think that that's an important thing. And even if you have a spreadsheet, the bad thing about spreadsheets is like, they don't remind you to go and follow up with that person. So, I think that that's awesome. Like putting all of that together just takes so much time, which is why what they hire you so that you can go and do it for them.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times workflows and automation seem very scary to a lot of people, and they don't have to be. But that's where I come in.
I love it. So who is your ideal client then?
Really any coaches or online entrepreneurs. I like to build relationships with people. So I've attracted clients that we vibe well together.
Right.
So I can work with pretty much anyone. I mean, we did a wedding venue last week, which was nothing that I ever thought I'd ever do, but it's fun. I've worked with a lot of different people in a lot of different industries because of that. And I have some agency level accounts too, where I work with all of their clients. So it's given me a very broad experience, and kind of it's really fun. Like it keeps the interest there, and I get to learn how to like personalize things for a lot of different industries, but primarily it's coaches.
Yeah, I see. It's, you know, in our entrepreneurial space, everybody's like, you know, you need to niche down, you need to target in on this one person. And I mean, I believe that, right? However, I think that oftentimes we're like, okay, I want to connect with moms. I want to connect with mom business owners. I want to connect with mom business owners who are coaches. I want, you know, and so they're very specific about it maybe being mom, you know, coaches, right? However, recently I've kind of veered into that idea of maybe it's not necessarily what they do, but it's their problem that they have. And so this could be a mom or a non-mom coach, but the problem ultimately is I need a CRM, right? And I need it to help my business run smoothly. And so oftentimes though, when you're kind of broad like that, it makes it hard to kind of write your content, right? Because it's like, hey, anybody who needs my thing, come and hire me. But like honing in on who you're serving and kind of what their pain points is, I think is super critical in connecting with other people who need your services. So because you have all of this stuff in place, how are you able to like juggle everything outside of like, do you have like a schedule? Do you like a lot of time in your calendar? Like, what is your secret to being able to run these two businesses and, you know, wrangle the boys and all of that stuff as well?
Yeah. So we have calendars everywhere. my family, during a very like busy season of business, like work stuff, at one point my parents and my husband were trying to schedule figure things out. And I was like, here's my calendar link, schedule it. If it's not in my calendar, it's not happening. So now it's an ongoing joke that they keep just like scheduling things in my calendar. But really I try to block off. So Wednesdays are when I do networking calls, and I run my membership meetings. Tuesdays and Thursdays is when I take client calls and coffee chats. And then I try to leave Mondays and Fridays open. One, because if I don't have work that needs to be done immediately and I have nothing scheduled, I like to just have flexibility. Like, for example, I'm taking tomorrow off because we are redoing our hardwood floors this weekend and I had nothing on my calendar and I'm caught up on client work. And I was like, you know what? Let's get a head start.
Yeah.
Like, let's not try to push everything into a day and a half. Let's have a little bit of flexibility. So I try to leave Mondays and Fridays just open for either client work or kids and family or whatever comes up. If I want to take a 4-day weekend, I can. And then I kind of jam pack those other 2 days between like 9 and 4. And they're normally even then, like they're not horrible. Like I still have time to get things done in between. So.
Yeah. I think that's the key is like, that's one of the reasons why we do this, right? Like we have our own businesses. I know I started my business so that I could be home with my sons more. But I feel like most of us, what we're striving for is time and financial freedom, right? And so oftentimes though, we get so busy and caught up in the mundane. Place in order to kind of take some of that pressure off of us. So I love CRMs. I think a lot of people, not enough people use them, I think, in our space.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think it is important to have just dedicated days to work. Like that was one of the biggest things I noticed in a difference in my business and just how less stressed I was is when I had, even if it was just one day on my calendar where there was no calls booked, like just having one day of flexibility to like knock things out was really nice. And one thing, like as a mom, I realized I was on my phone working even in evenings and mornings, and that was really hard for me. So I just had to put do not disturb on and like learn to leave my phone in another room to charge. So just kind of creating different boundaries around myself and my business, which has been like, it's not easy whatsoever. I'm the type of person where if a client emails me or messages me, like I want to respond immediately. And it took a little bit to get comfortable with the fact that, okay, they know there's boundaries here. They know I'm not going to, like, they're probably fine with it. They're probably just messaging me so they don't forget it. But things like that.
I think, especially if you ever worked in corporate, I think that we've been kind of trained to keep our emails open and be as responsive as possible, like almost instantaneously. That's the way it was when I worked in corporate. And so I had to untrain myself as well. And so two things that I did was I just removed email off of my phone altogether. And then I could only check when I was at home and actually sitting down to the computer. That saved me. Otherwise, I would be so reactive. Oh my gosh, I need to get back. I need to get this client done. I need to, and I would wake up with so much anxiety because of the lists of stuff from my clients, you know, asking me to do, oh, I forgot about this and I forgot about that. And so once once you start setting those boundaries and actually enforcing them, I mean, it's been 9 years without email on my phone at all. And it's heaven. Like it's amazing. and then the second thing that I did was, although I have social on my phone, right? Who doesn't? I just turned off all my notifications. So I never get notifications and only reply when I want to. Sometimes that's not great, especially like if someone is trying to tag you in something and they're like, oh, you know, Rita over here, like Rita. And then I'm just like, you know, 5 hours later, I'm replying and I'm like, oh, sorry, my bad. But I've had people actually like text me and be like, I'm tagging you. Go do this. But I feel like I have to do that for my own sanity. Otherwise, I would just be in front of my phone all day like I was in the beginning. That's how I was, because I felt like I needed to prove to everybody that I could make this business work. And so it was like, you know, I'm going to kill myself, working too much. I mean, you know, I'm going to kill myself working so much in order to prove to everyone that I can do this by continuously just you know, doing all the things that I feel like I had to do, being pulled in all these different directions. And so it's definitely not good. But I think that a lot of times when we first start our businesses, we don't set boundaries until we really, really have to.
Yes.
And it becomes a place of like, why didn't I do this sooner? I wish somebody would have told me to not, you know, to do these things, but I just thought that I had to do that. So one thing that I love to talk about and ask moms, you know, because I started this podcast out of almost a necessity to reconnect with other women and figure out like, how are other moms doing the thing that I felt like I was failing at, right? Which was running a business and raising my family and, but taking care of myself. I wasn't taking care of myself at all. And so I was like, I have to know how they're doing it. They all look like they're doing it. Like I need to know, like, what is the big secret? So what is your secret? And as far as like, what are you doing for yourself? Like, tell us, what do you do just for you?
I get this question all the time and the answer is not nearly enough.
One of the biggest things, right? Like you realize like, that's what it is. So you're going to be moving forward in order to make improvements.
Yeah. And we're slowly getting there. Like it used to be, I did nothing for myself. And now it's like, I have quiet time in the morning and like, generally I'll start like my work day with like a meditation or just kind of sitting and relaxing and reading a little bit of a book or something like that. So I'm definitely improving and I'm getting better. I keep saying that I'm just going to like book a spa day and just escape and not worry about it, but that hasn't happened yet.
I've been saying that too for 10 years. So,
but no, I think it's, for me, it was more recognizing that I wasn't like, I was so involved in my business and then trying to be a mom, but not even like being the fun mom, fun parts of being a mom, like just, okay, the house needs cleaned and we got to make dinner and we got to prep this and the grocery list needs done and like all these different things that are involved with being a parent, that I realized like I was missing out on. Okay, yes, the house is a disaster, but we can take an hour and we can go play outside together. We can take an hour and we can go make some cookies or like just those little things that are fun, like the fun parts of being a parent. And honestly, that's been amazing. Like just being okay with the fact that my house is a disaster and things are not where I normally want them, but it's okay to take a second and do something fun that your kid wants to do. And not your responsibilities for a second. So that's been huge for me and just feeling better about myself and better as a parent. Like,
I've said this before and I'll say it again, that sometimes self-care is literally as simple as just going into the bathroom by yourself and staying in there for just an extra few minutes so that you can catch your breath, right? And just like reevaluate and recenter yourself. And I think that oftentimes people may equate the self-care to something elaborate, like going to the spa or, you know, getting their nails done or things like that. And I think that those are great activities, but I don't think that they're necessarily indicative of self-care, right? Whatever makes you feel like you've done something for yourself is all it takes. Like that, I used to say taking a bath or taking a shower was my self-care, you know? So
like taking a shower that's actually longer than 5 minutes.
Right. Yes. Right.
Like doing a whole wash of hair, like exfoliate, like.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, I, you know, my kids are all teenagers now. And so I, you know, have a lot more freedom and flexibility. So just know it's coming. It's going to take you a long time to get there, but it's going to happen. And, you know, you'll get it back slowly. But I do remember what it was like to have my kids so young and feel so overwhelmed by all the directions that I was being pulled in. So, you know, just, you'll get there, just, you know, don't worry. And just, you know, if you recognize like those little things, I think that'll help you get closer to the bigger things that you need, in order to feel like you're actually taking better care of self, right?
Yeah. And like we've taken, like it's been amazing just recognizing like your health isn't the best and like starting to take those small steps. And
yeah,
health is one of those things, like it's not an overnight thing. Like it takes time to get there. And just seeing the difference at looking back like 3 and 6 months and be like, okay, these little things I started doing 6 months ago, like are making a difference. And yeah.
I know. I wish I could lose weight as fast as I feel like I gained it, but it's just not happening. but you know, it's one day at a time. So, you know, I'm getting there. And so, you know, I think just appreciating the moment that we're in and the space that we're in is something very important. And I think a lot of us forget that because we're too busy looking to the future. So where can everyone find you? Like, where are you online so that they can hire you and get that CRM set up and get themselves running more smoothly?
Instagram is going to be our best bet. I'm on Instagram at Mantle & Co. Or my website and email, which is just Mantle & Co. or info@Mantle & Co. But I can like 100% tell you, you're going to get a response fairly quickly if it's in DMs on Instagram versus email. Like, probably going to take a couple of days. If you saw my inbox, you would understand why. But yeah, I'm on Instagram every day and posting videos of the kids doing dumb things and baby calves and whatever else is happening in life. So.
I love that. That is so great. I love meeting you. And I think that, you know, I appreciate you coming and spending a little bit of time with me and letting everyone know, you know, how you're able to do all of the things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not easy, but definitely like having a system and kind of schedule in place helps a lot. So.
Yes. So just one last question that I like to ask too. If a mom came to you and she wanted to start her own business, what would your advice be to her?
100% do it. Like, there is no reason that you can't be a mom and run an amazing business at the same time. But definitely like tap into your support system. And if that's your family, amazing. Like, I have an amazing support system with my own family, but a lot of people don't have that. Yeah. Pretty sure my parents thought I was batshit crazy when I started this whole thing, but they never once told me and they always encouraged me.
Yeah.
But also like there's an amazing community of entrepreneurs and even like mom entrepreneurs. I think every single one of us is rooting for you and is more than willing to help you because we've been there and we've seen the difference in just how we have grown as a mom and as a person since starting our own business. And it's such a good example to show our kids too. So tap into those resources. Like, there's so many people out there that are willing and want to help you and want you to succeed.
Love that. Thank you so much again for being a guest. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
And there you have it. I want to encourage you to remember that being a mom who runs her own business is not easy. We all struggle, but just keep moving forward and don't forget to make time for yourself. As moms, we are usually the first thing to go to the bottom of the list. If your business is overwhelming you and you need real solutions, not just some sugar-coated suggestions, apply to work with me at ritasuzanne.com/apply.